Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A talk about preventing heart disease. A. Page 7.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for coming. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Tara Sorensen, and I'm a public health nurse. Public health nurses are like other nurses, but we take care of more than one person. Our job is to keep everyone in the community healthy. I know, it's a big job. Mostly, I do this through education. Tonight, I have 45 minutes to teach you about heart disease. There are different kinds of heart disease, but tonight, we're talking about coronary heart disease, the kind of heart disease that can cause a heart attack. Heart attacks happen when arteries or other blood vessels become too narrow. If they're too narrow, blood vessels can't bring enough blood and oxygen to the heart, and this causes a heart attack. The good news is there are many things you can do to prevent heart disease. The first step is pretty easy. Get your blood pressure checked. High blood pressure is bad for your blood vessels, and it can lead to heart disease. So if you do have high blood pressure, you need to do something about it. For example, if you're overweight, losing 5 or 10 pounds could help lower your blood pressure. And you probably already know this. You can lose weight by eating a healthy diet and getting enough exercise. Let's talk about diet first. Now, I'm not talking about a special diet where you eat only apples and lemons for a week. Nothing like that. I'm talking about healthy eating habits, how you eat most of the time. According to government reports, these habits can keep your weight and your blood pressure down, and they can help to prevent heart disease. First, eat several servings of vegetables and fruits every day. Second, eat less salt and less sugar. Third, choose low-fat dairy products such as low-fat milk, yogurt, and cheese. Fourth, eat healthy protein foods such as fish, and eat only small amounts of red meat. And fifth, choose whole grains when you eat foods such as bread and rice. These are things you can do every day, or at least most of the time. I know, nobody is perfect, right? In addition, these healthy eating habits can help control your blood sugar. High blood sugar is another cause of heart disease. Now, let's talk about exercise. I suggest exercising at least 4 days every week for at least 30 minutes, and not just easy exercise. You should be breathing hard, and your heart rate should be beating faster than usual. Not too fast, of course, but faster than usual. This will make your heart stronger and make you healthier. Besides high blood pressure and high blood sugar, another common cause of heart disease is smoking. I guess everyone knows it's a very unhealthy habit, and if you want to prevent heart disease, you have to quit smoking. It's also important to get enough sleep and to find healthy ways to deal with stress. After all, we have jobs and children and other things that make us feel stressed out. So go for a walk or take a yoga class. Then make a healthy dinner for your family. If you do these things, you will be much less likely to have coronary heart disease in the future. Of course, some people do need medication to control their blood pressure or blood sugar, so it's important to visit your doctor regularly. All right. Are there any questions? Yes, the man in the back.